This is Fallout, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Things with Wings and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Rodney McKay, John Shepard, with additional tags for dorks and promptfic. I can't believe you! Do you know how much research was on there? Rodney fumes, wiping vainly at the keyboard with his spare t-shirt. Well, you shouldn't have had your laptop open during the tea ceremony, McKay, John answers defensively, standing up and pacing the little room the Myvellans gave them. Oh, now Colonel Cultural Sensitivity is going to lecture me on politeness? Rodney grimaces, then throws the t-shirt at the computer in defeat before standing up and putting his hands on his hips. Which one of us was snoring during the welcome speeches? That has nothing to do with... That has everything to do with, since you are falling asleep and lost your grip on your teacup, and I might also mention that... Rodney, I am not going to argue with you about this, John bellows. They're up in each other's space now, way too loud for off-world, way too close to taking a swing at each other over a spilled cup of green tea. No! Then what the hell do you call screaming at me? Rodney demands, spreading his arms wide, teeth bared. John's fists clench at his sides. Just then, Ronan opens the door and sticks his head in. Guys, you want to keep it down? The Myvellans are getting a little worried. The crease in Ronan's forehead says that he knows better than to be worried, because he's used to working with idiots. John takes a deep breath. Sure, Ronan. Fine. Rodney shoves his laptop into his bag, and John locks the door, and they don't look at each other as they each prepare for bed. The next day, on the way back to the gate, Taylor gets John alone. John should have smelled the intervention coming sooner. She's been shooting him concerned glances for days. You two have been arguing like this for over a week now, she begins. John shrugs. It's how we communicate, you know that. Taylor's eyebrow quirks. I have observed you and Rodney communicating many times, and it has never been quite like this, she says calmly. Yeah, well, it'll blow over. He doesn't meet her eyes, but then, after a long silence, he does. It'll blow over, Taylor. He says again, trying for some conviction. She hesitates, but gives in. Very well, John, she says. They walk the rest of the way in silence. Walking past the labs, John almost runs full force into Zelenka, who's staggering into the corridor with a messy stack of papers in his arms and a shocked look on his face. He notices John standing there, and his expression clears into anger. You two really should make up already, he snarls, gathering his papers more securely to his chest, before he ruins any more of his friendships. John doesn't know what to do. He wants to stop him, say something, but Zelenka's already striding down the corridor, away from the lab where McKay is working. John hesitates outside the door. And walks on. Look, clearly the military is overstepping its bounds. This is our situation, and we are handling it, Rodney says, cold and precise. Well, maybe if you showed any evidence of being able to handle it, my guys wouldn't have to step in, John answers, equally cool. Please, you have no hope of being able to even begin to understand the situation here. McKay protests. Carter watches them go back and forth for a while, then stands up and walks to the door. Rodney pauses mid-sentence. You two figure this out, she says, backing out the door. You're both off duty until you can act like adults again. It turns out that Rodney breaks first, showing up at John's quarters half an hour later. "Okay, listen," he says, then stops. General sighs. "I'm listening already," he says. "Jesus, do you have to be such a smartass all the time? I'm trying to apologize here," Rodney snarls. "You're not doing a very good job so far," John points out, then regrets it. Rodney crosses his arms over his chest and clenches his jaw for a moment before opening his mouth to speak. John cuts him off. "Look, I'm sorry I said that. Say what you were going to say." Rodney's jaw unclenches, but he doesn't uncross his arms. "Maybe you don't deserve an apology anymore." John sighs. "Maybe not." There's a long pause in which they don't look at each other. John rubs the back of his head. Rodney shuffles his feet. "Okay, I guess I..." Their eyes meet, and they laugh nervously. "You first," Rodney says. "I'm sorry I said Batman was lame," John mutters. Rodney nods seriously. "I'm sorry I said the Fantastic Four was second rate," he says. John licks his lips, then he nods too, accepting the apology. Rodney sticks out his hand. "Friends?" he says. John shakes it. "Friends." They shake hands for a while. Then it peters out, but they don't let go. John finds himself standing in the middle of his quarters, holding hands with Rodney McKay. "So, do you want to have the makeup sex now, or what?" he asks, finally. "Oh, thank God," Rodney breathes, and grins at him. The end.